two down.
And what about the large one?
Who down?
And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Any other names for him?
No, just woodpecker.
Did you ever hear the term peckerwood?
I've heard it.
How would people say that?
Well, actually, the people that call them peckerwoods, sometimes we call them peckerwoods.
You call the people?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean when you call somebody a peckerwood?
That he was way out in the country, and he would call a woodpecker a peckerwood, and we called him a peckerwood.
Would it be just teasing?
Yeah, well, teasing, yeah. Although he wouldn't object to it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear a name for, there's kind of a woodpecker that's about the size of a chicken? Do you ever hear a name for that?
I think the one you're talking about is one we call a pileated woodpecker.
Did you ever hear him called the Lord God?
Never did.
And kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell.
Skunk.
And say some animals have been coming and getting your chicken, and you didn't know exactly what kind they were. What general term would you have for the type of animal that would do that?
Varmint.
Okay. What's a varmint mean?
It means any predatory animal that is particularly bad about killing chickens.
Would a rat or a mouse?
A rat would be one, a weasel.
What about a bobcat or something?
Ooh, yeah, call him a varmint.
And would insects like lice be varmints?
No, they wouldn't be called varmints.
And a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
Coon.
Or the more common one?
Possum.
Or small?
Squirrel.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
Here we have the gray squirrel and the fox squirrel.
What's the difference?
The gray squirrel is smaller and gray, and the fox squirrel is larger and red.
Did you ever see something kind of like a squirrel, only it's smaller and has stripes down its back?
I've seen them. I don't believe we have them. I think they're called chipmunks.
Mm-hmm. Can they climb trees?
I believe they can.
What different kinds of fish do people get around here?
Edible fish.
Uh-huh.
Mullet, speckled trout, flounder, bluefish, mackerel, redfish, brim, bass.
What about freshwater?
Well, that's the brim and bass. The bass is a freshwater trout. The brim's a little panfish.
What else besides fish do people get from the Gulf?
Well, occasionally we get the scallops. We don't get oysters from the Gulf. We get oysters from the bay. But I don't think we get anything from the Gulf except fish.
Mm-hmm. What else do you get from the bay?
Oysters, shrimp, scallops, clams.
And this is something that, I guess people would eat it around here. I'm not sure. It would be in fresh water, and it looks kind of like a lobster, only it's much smaller.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I love them. We have them, crawfish.
Uh-huh. They're eating around here?
They're eating, yeah.
And if you wanted to go fishing them, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
Are there different kinds of worms?
Yes, we have red worms and wriggly worms and earthworms and catalpa worms. That's about it.
What about a small fish that's used for bait?
Cut bait. A fish we catch and we call him cut bait. Or we might call him trash fish.
Mm-hmm.